Hey, Jen, are you there?
Oh, it's a great assignment, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. So where exactly are you right now?
Well, honestly, I came back to the press area to make sure that I was able to talk to you guys without having sound overflowing into our conversation and answer any of your questions. But it's already happening here. I think that the crowd is nice and mellow. We're not seeing a lot of issues going on. And everybody is fairly young, like maybe they're on summer vacation or something like that.
Well, it is Lollapalooza, you're not going to see a lot of people older than me there. But although you could. It's funny, though, because I was listening to one of our producers, Griffin Filipich, and Doma T. Pongo, and they were doing the late night show from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. a couple of nights ago. They were talking about Lollapalooza. Griffin is about 26. Doma T, I'm going to guess, is about 29. Both of them said they felt way too old to be hanging out at Lollapalooza now. That is the province of high schoolers and young college kids, and it's just really young for them.
Well, I completely agree with that, and I think that there was a big change from 2011 to about now. I feel like in 2011, the average age was like 25, 34. You know, people with disposable income.
Right.
Ticket. And now you're seeing a lot of kids get these as graduation presents, so it's like their first real big thing without mom and dad coming with them. But there's still a more mature crowd, and my husband and I seem to have this little internal joke that we say when people hit our age, they start buying the VIP tickets. So we see a lot of people that are our age standing on those elevated side stages, drinking all the free beverages, eating all the free food that comes with that VIP ticket.
Yeah, I've been rich, I've been poor, and I'm telling you, rich is better. Maybe, and maybe that's not the true Lolla experience, at least not as it was first conjured up. But if you can
Speaking
be in a...
as a young person, we agree, too, that richer is better.
I know. Yeah. If you can be in a suite for a White Sox game or a Blackhawks game or Lollapalooza, that's not bad. It's not inexpensive. In fact, Lollapalooza is not inexpensive. So the music is it's 110. The music is up and running right now, or no, it starts... Yeah, I guess some of the first bands are already playing, right?
Yeah, some of them started at noon. The gates open at 11, so everybody can get in. They played the theme to Star Wars when the gates open, and so you see people just running at top speed to get in the front, right in front of the stages where they're going to park it for the entire day and wait until those headliners like Travis Scott and Arctic Monkeys at night. We have four stages going at this point.
Right. I'm looking at the lineup right now. So you've got today Franz Ferdinand. I'm just looking at some of the ones that I would know. Franz Ferdinand is at the Grant Park stage at 5.
I have to say, I'm surprised that they're in the afternoon and they're not headlining or closer
Franz Ferdinand
to evening so they can use cool lighting.
Yeah, because they're at 4:45. Why is the cool lighting an issue for you?
No. Well, it's just a production element that is
lost when you're on during the day.
Yeah.
Tycho tonight at 9 o'clock, Arctic Monkeys at 8:45, Travis Scott 8:45, and Galanis at 8:30. Those are the last four bands on the last four stages operating this evening. Any others that, Elif, you're kind of our music head around here. Who else are you excited about today?
Tycho. Yeah. Tycho is playing tonight. They're a headliner. And
All Time Low. Billie Eilish,
Billie Eilish is cool. I think Arctic Monkeys is probably one of the biggest highlights for most tonight.
And then tomorrow night, the National and Bruno Mars. Oh my God, would I love to see Bruno Mars.
He would be such a cool performer.
I think he's just so much fun. And I know some people roll their eyes at Bruno Mars. I don't know exactly why. I think he's adorable. He's super talented. He's so much fun. And the guy can sing. I like his whole show. Vampire Weekend is going to be here Saturday night.
Love them.
Talk about old people at Lollapalooza. I saw Vampire Weekend at Lollapalooza years ago, and it was disappointing. I hope that they put on a good show. Zedd and The Weekend on Saturday night. And Sunday night, it's Jack White, I guess, is the last band
on
the last
Jack
stage.
White.
It's that stage.
Really, Elif, you didn't get a ticket for this?
I know.
For Jack White?
This is kind of your thing. Hey, listen,
this is like the third time he's been here in the past decade. So Jack White's kind of like a staple name now with Lollapalooza.
That's true.
I don't suppose it's too crowded yet, though, right, Jen? I mean, like getting in and out. We're all, you know, kind of very traffic conscious this weekend, starting today with Lolla getting underway and the protest march getting ready to go in a few hours. But so far, so good, right?
Yeah, well, that's like a pro tip for Lollapalooza, especially people who are interested in listening to new music. Now's the time to get there. Early in the day, it's well worth your ticket if you just at least come until 5 or 6 o'clock, because the crowds aren't even starting to come until later on. You know, a lot of people, you know, they associate music with going out late at night and when it's dark. So the masses come later on. It's harder to get in. But right now, you can kind of just grab a spot on the grass, chill out, find a new artist, find a new band. Like, for example, Macklemore was here maybe 5 or 6 years ago. It was one of the 2 o'clock acts, and it
wow.
was great to hear new music. But, yeah, he blew up. So, yeah, you see a lot of people who right now are playing those 2, 3, 4 p.m. shows that are going to be headlining in 2 to 3 years from now.
Have a great time. If something else happens that is newsworthy, traffic-worthy, or music-worthy, call us back, Jen. But it's good that you're over there. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, guys.